in magic and in comedy and in life, misdirection is something that is often used. Don't look at my hand here, look at it over here. As an example of how misdirection is used in life, we know that famous story of Adam and Eve when they first disobey God. Adam blames God for giving him Eve. Eve blames the serpent. Nobody admits their guilt. If you read the story carefully, Adam and Eve never say they're sorry. And this kind of misdirection we use often. He started it. He did it first. I'm not to blame is often used in life. It's like the defendant who showed up in court and the judge said, "Didn't I tell you not to show up in my court ever again?" And the defendant replied, "Yes, and that's what I told the police, but they wouldn't listen." Misdirection. It's so common. I didn't do it. Someone else is to blame. To thine own self be true, and then you cannot be false to anyone. This most difficult of topics is often used. Even in science, there's a certain humility and an approach to truth. Oppenheimer said, "Science is a satisfactory theory of ignorance." In other words, you should always be humble enough as a scientist to see what is the next true thing that is to be discovered. And in theology, it's the same thing, and it's the same thing in our own life. There is a developmental schedule in our life. We can always find out more about God, his gospel. We can find out more about ourselves. And even faith can be a satisfactory theory of ignorance, that there is always more to know about God and his ways. We haven't learned everything, because as the Bible tells us, his ways are above our ways as the sky is above the earth. We can never know totally. A second little idea is this. God never forces you to do the things that will make you happy. He offers his commandments as guidance. He offers the gospel as a proposition. Follow this way. In today's gospel, the rich man walks away from Jesus and does not want to follow his way. One of the greatest freedoms that God gives us is the freedom to say no, even to him. Because people sometimes look at religion as something forced. And I say it's like the teenager responding to his parents. "Do I have to study to get good marks, to get a good job, to be happy in life? Do I have to do everything that's healthy for me? Can't you let me destroy my life?" Sometimes it's difficult to say those things. But that is exactly what religion is. Religion, like love, needs total freedom. You can come in or you can leave. We passed the law in our council, which I repeat often, we will not let anyone come to this church unless they show up. You're free to come, you're free to go. You're free to do good things and you're free to do bad things. But hopefully motivated by love and humility, that you will seek to know, what does my religion really teach? Religion is one of those few things that people think they can know without studying. It doesn't work like that. You should be curious about the gospel. What did Jesus really teach? Have I ever read one of the gospels that speaks about the teachings of our Savior? Do I know what depth I can go to? C.S. Lewis used to say that people are very scared to accept any dogma from authority, but they are very willing to accept any dogma without authority. So people accept truth in bars and parties and talking to their friends, But we should also and especially be curious. What is this gospel of Jesus Christ? And what is my life about? And be honest enough to say, I did it. I'm responsible for this. And if anything good comes about, to realize you're not the only person responsible for the good that you do. Your parents, your friends, God's grace, all these are responsible for the good that you do. That is why we gather as a church, to take care of one another. So science is a satisfactory theory of ignorance, and so is religion. We can always know more, and we should be humble enough to try to learn about Christ and his gospel. Slava Iisusu Hristu!